We weren't ready to go.
It's time.
And we apologize for what happened last Friday.
For the emergency break of the week.
We nominate Billy Kunda for this moment yesterday with 7:42 left.
Or
it's going to be...
or maybe...
We're going to play it from the newsroom, right?
Yeah, let's go.
We are now.
Tommy?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Once again, Billy Kunda with 7:42 left, set up from 34 yards out to maybe give the Cowboys a winning field goal.
What's happening?
This show sucks. This show sucks.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
We're having an issue in here.
Right. You think?
We need to resample the sound of the emergency brake. That does not sound like an emergency brake. That sounds like the drag being taken out of a reel.
That's just the
handle.
We gave it a long time ago.
What's the handle on the real emergency brake trophy?
It's an actual e-brake.
Yes, but it's not attached to a car, so it doesn't sound like that. It does not have the low end that a normal emergency brake
really? We're going to talk
has.
About low end here.
And they're also, by the way, called parking brakes, not emergency brakes. It's just a few
Okay, don't overthink it.
Free of charge.
Let's give you the candidates brought to us by Just Brakes. Candidate number one comes to us from Team Hardline, a man by the name of Mike Reiner, who brought back the old practice of eating on the air, and this is one of the more blatant examples of eating on the air you'll ever listen to.
We've had so many big stories that have happened since we left on Friday. Huge, huge national stories.
I'm sorry, really? It's time to eat chips now?
Sorry, I forgot.
What'd you forget?
You forgot what?
That we were on the air. And that's ice, not chips.
Whatever. Corby.
Do you see what I deal with every day? Are you beginning to understand now?
There's Ryan's forgetting they're on the air. I thought it was chips, but I listened to it the second time, it did sound like ice.
Which one of our bosses was so anti-eating on the air? Was that the laddie?
Yeah.
That was his big deal.
Yeah. No eating on the air.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat anywhere close to a broadcast.
He's kind of right on that, right? It's a little bit annoying to listen to somebody eating on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Norm has just eaten a hunk of pound cake and he's got all that dry mouth and you hear his tongue messing around the corners of his mouth trying to chase any crumbs.
Yeah, relatively speaking, the show is a short part of your day. And if you have to eat during the show, you can probably do it during a commercial break. You don't have to eat on the air.
Grand McDowell always had a big problem with it, too.
Yeah.
Who? She never liked it when people ate on the air.
Who's that?
One of the British last year.
Candidate number two is one Al Sharpton, who apparently has a gig as a broadcaster now for MSNBC. And he didn't sound like much of a broadcaster here.
Of whether the country begins in the state of Wisconsin a national drive to push back, or whether we have more to go to build a movement of resistance. But resist, we must, and we will much.
So confusing.
Good Lord.
Did he just lose sight of his teleprompter, or did he have a brain short circuit?
I think he thought that he was going to try to, rather than just correct yourself, he was going to try to work the word much back into it to make it seem like it was somewhat intentional. And it was a total fail.
He is only 56 years old. I would have guessed he was 70.
Yeah.
Same here. He's been famous for the past 70 years, hasn't he?
Well, he has crazy hair, too. Let's listen to this crazy talk one more time.
Of whether the country begins in the state of Wisconsin a national drive to push back, or whether we have more to go to build a movement of resistance. But resist, we much. We must, and we will much.
We will much.
We will much.
Important words to live by. Al Sharpton up for an e-break. Candidate number three is Joyce Durham from the Dunham and Miller Show.
That's you.
That is me. Gordo was doing yet another story on breast milk, so I thought I would just let the...
What?
What? Blanked again. I thought I would tell him off, and it didn't go well, okay?
It is the life force that they're giving to these babies through their boobs.
Yeah, they're introducing life-giving milk to their babies.
So it is very important.
Through their breasticles.
Because without it...
Yeah, I understand the
world
stops. Of it. Yes, I understand the importance of it, but he is fascinated by it because with him, it crosses his fields and his whacked out mind about the life that's drawn from the milk, as opposed to the things that he cannot do without.
I don't understand that sentence you just
don't break it down. But you
good
know what I mean.
Lord, what was
you
that about?
You know what I mean.
The life that's drawn from the milk as yes. opposed to the things that
he's all about.
That's the battle that he fights in his head every day.
I don't know.
Gosh.
I tanked, okay? We all tank from time to time, and I tanked. What can I tell you?
It's so funny yet awkward when someone starts to fishtail. And it's so hard to get the car back on the road once the fishtailing starts.
And could you have a worse co-pilot than Gordo?
Because
he's always, you have one little, what? And then so you're like, you're addressing him and then trying to get your thoughts straight in your brain.
Don't focus on me. This is about you. This is your moment.
Still about you.
Didn't that sentence so mesmerize the listeners that one of them sent you a transcript?
Oh, yeah.
It?
I got a Burrell's transcript. Sent off 1995, got a transcript, and also sent the audio.
Transcript. Force that they're giving to these babies through their boobs.
Yeah, they're introducing life-giving milk to their babies.
So it is very important.
Through their breasticles.
Because without it,
I understand the
world
the importance
stops.
Of it. Yes, I understand the importance of it, but he is fascinated by it because with him, it crosses his fields and his whacked-out mind about the... the life that's drawn from the milk, as opposed to the things that he cannot do without.
I don't understand that sentence you
just don't break it. I don't know. Me and Al Sharpton were drinking the same thing this week. Ryan's,
Al Sharpton and I.
Al Sharpton and I.
No.
214-787-1310. I know I did that just to cross you up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I think nothing could be finer than humping Mike Reiner.
I can think of a couple of things. Hi, you're on the ticket.
A whole host of things.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Should I vote for the black Jerry Jones or the AM radio Jerry Jones? I certainly believe that where we live today, breast milk.
Okay, what? Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Let me vote for Joyce Durham's.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm sorry, George, but I have to vote for you this week.
Mm. Okay,
she was nice
you.
About it.
Yeah, she was very nice about it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Sharpton, and you got to hear Jerry Jones call Steve Dennis Babe last night.
What?
Got
to do what?
On called the pregame? Babe?
Yeah, he called Steve Dennis Babe on the pregame last night.
Well, he's been called worse, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
I would like to vote for George's breast milk.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
You're mine.
No, hey, leave us alone.
Don't leave us alone.
Hey, neither do I want to vote for the Commander Dunham. Just you know, love you.
Thank you, and that will give me a win.
All right,
first time in a long time. I haven't won in a while. Thank you so much, P1s, for the votes. For this broadcasting meltdown.
It is the life force that they're giving to these babies through their boobs.
Yeah, they're introducing life-giving milk to their babies.
So it is very important.
Through their breasticles.
Because without it,
I understand the
world
the importance
stops.
Of it. Yes, I understand the importance of it, but he is fascinated by it because with him, it crosses his fields and his whacked-out mind about the... the life that's drawn from the milk, as opposed to the things that he cannot do without.
The what? I don't understand that sentence you just
Just
uttered.
don't break it down, but you
Good
know what I mean.
Lord, what was that what about?
You know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I meant, didn't you? How many is that?
It was very Dion-like. Well, it's the first win for you, George, since March 18th.
Wow, what a dry spell.
It has been a while.
Yeah, you now have 53 all-time. You're two ahead of Norm.
Awesome.